I loved that we got to finally meet up after all this time. I really enjoyed our date today. This is the perfect end to the day, and you pick the best table in this coffee shop. I really love the quiet corner amongst all the bookshelves away from everybody. So, did you like the park we walked around? Are you staring at my chest? You are, aren't you? My eyes are up here. I'm a person with feelings and emotions, and all you see is this big set of tits. I'm really hurt, and you are a terrible person. How dare you? I'm only teasing, silly. I know you've been watching them all day. Did you think I wouldn't notice? Yes, they are quite impressive, aren't they? Thank you. You have questions? I see. Now, if you're absolutely sure you're ready to go down this path, go ahead. I must warn you, though. I may start asking you questions about your cock. But very well, what would you like to know? The size, straight to the point. They're 34 double G, to be precise. Yes, they are rather big. And bras are pretty difficult to come by in this size. Pretty ones, anyway. And don't get me started on sexy lingerie. It's often just easier to go without, if you know what I mean. Yes, I do have a few crazy stories. In fact, I once had an incident in my student halls at university. I quickly dashed across the hall to the bathroom, just wearing a pair of lacy knickers, only to be confronted by my male housemate on my return. I think he was more mortified than I was. Yeah, I've always had enormous tits, right from the age of 11. I was the first girl in my year to get them. All the boys made fun of me, and my friends were jealous, so they made fun of me too. Mount Everbreasts, they called me, but I'm not sure they're laughing anymore. Yeah, I think my breasts are probably the first thing that people notice about me. I don't think it's a bad thing. It catches them off guard, and it makes them uncomfortable, especially when I catch them staring. Nothing more deliciously awkward than making eye contact with someone who's just been transfixed by your chest. Yeah, I think I do secretly love it, yeah. Yeah, they can be annoying. Button-up shirts are a nightmare. The pressure on these threads that holds these buttons on this shirt is immense, as you can see. Saggy? No. Despite their size, they are still naturally pointing upwards. Although I could easily bend over you and let them hang in your face. Would you like that? I'm sure you would. Yes, you can see them from the back. They poke out of the sides a little. I guess there's just not enough width on my torso for them. Another question. Back to my nipples, you say. Yes, my areola are quite tiny, pale, with small nipples. Both equal in size, with little teats that fit perfectly between your lips. Oh, yes, I very much enjoy them being played with. In fact, I like doing it myself sometimes. I enjoy the weight of them. I like holding them in my hands, stroking in between them, running my fingers slowly up to find my nipples are hard at the top of both peaks. I love to gently pinch them, squeezing them, pulling them out a little, and then a quick release of delicious pain as I let go. Oh, are you okay there? Do you want me to stop? No? What other questions do you have? Oh no, I don't mind being praised for them, but people don't usually dare do it in public. But I say if you had the pleasure of seeing them without this pesky shirt on, I'd want you to worship them, suck them, kiss them, hold them like they were precious crystal orbs. Are you sure you aren't uncomfortable sitting there? Okay, back to safer questions, that's fine. No, they don't have names. That's incredibly tacky. But I don't mind general terms. Tits, boobs, beautiful breasts, whatever you wish. No, I don't think anyone has ever succeeded in insulting me about them. A guy did say they were veiny once, but I had just dumped him for being a total loser. So I think he was trying his best to make himself feel like the big man, you know? Have you finished with your inquiries now? I'm glad I was able to indulge your curiosity, but it really is such a shame that you have to rush home now. You could have, say, come back to mine and seen them for real. A later train, you say. How nice that you're suddenly so available. Shall we go? Just put your coat on the hook in the hallway and sit down. Any way you like. I'll grab us some tea, shall I? Now then, how would you like to deal with these buttons? Or would you like to reveal them yourself? Very well. I'll start with the bottom ones. All the way to the top. Thank you. I love this bra too. It's front fastening. See? Well, I've never seen somebody's jaw drop that low before. In fact, I've also never seen a bulge in someone's trousers that big before. Shall I help you with that? Excuse me. They have to be this close to your face in order for me to reach your belt and your buttons. Oh my goodness. You are a big boy, aren't you? Perfect size to put between them. How fortunate. Why don't you scooch forward a little so I can kneel between your legs? There, that's better. Of course, you can touch them. Yes, get a really good feel of them. Oh, rub your fingers over my nipples. Oh, clamp them between your fingertips. Are they everything you expected? Everything, I said they would be. Yes, suck them, worship them. Oh, I love feeling your face between them. Let me smother you with them. I'm getting so wet. Let me reach under my skirt to show you. See? My hand is practically covered in all my juices. Hey, that's a great idea. Let me coat your big hard cock in all my wet. Gosh, your dick is so hard. Is it hard for my massive tits? I think you're ready for me to wrap them around your cock now. Let me squeeze them together around your thick, wet inches. Oh, I do like seeing your head poke out from between them as I bounce them up and down. Does this feel good? Let me see if I can reach the your tip to put in my mouth. There we go. Oh, you're really enjoying this now, aren't you? Oh. Of course you can come, my darling. Come for me. Come all over my tits. Oh, you're such a good boy. Coming for me. Oh, there's so much cum. Would you like it if I cleaned your cock for you? I don't think you can do it by yourself, and I'm very good at it. I can feel your cum running down my body. So fucking hot. Such a good boy. I very much enjoyed our date today. Perhaps the next one could be an interview about my pussy, maybe?